When the Queen of Sheba witnessed Solomon's great wisdom and the palace he built, the food at his table, the seating of his minister, the attendants and the garb of his waiters, the banquet service, and the burnt offerings he offered in the temple, she was breathless. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, do you know who the Queen of Sheba is? She's a woman who is very important in Scripture. In fact, all the fathers of the church point to her as one of the first and greatest of the Gentile believers, those who weren't Jews, but became great followers of God and actually proclaimed his goodness back into their own land. What we see here is that the Queen of Sheba is a woman who was wowed, was breathless, it said. Everything that she saw took her breath away. Most of the time we think about how great Solomon's wisdom was and we focus on that, and that's what wooed her so much. But it wasn't that. That was only a piece of it, an important piece. It was the way in which his ministers went, the way in which his servants behaved themselves, and the richness in which they were clothed, all the food that he offered them at table, which was so exquisite, and especially the way in which he offered sacrifices there at the altar of the Lord. What we see here, brothers and sisters, we call all those things liturgy. Liturgy. And that is what impressed her. The Queen of Sheba was so impressed by the liturgy. Here we see the focus there on the liturgy of the state, those public works of the state, but we are celebrating liturgy right now. This is the public work of God in our worship there of him. Every single one of these things that she sees here that leave her breathless are all building up to the way in which she saw what was going on at the altar of the Lord in his worship, which is why it's listed last as the most impressive of the things to her. What we do at Mass matters. The way in which we vest ourselves at Mass matters. The what we do and the making sure that we do it to the best of our ability matters. Because these are things which deeply impress a human being at the depths of their souls. Catholic liturgy is the most impressive liturgy that there is because it reaches up to the heights of heaven and demonstrates that God is at the very center of everything we do, not that man is at the very center of what we do. The priest, his duty is just to hide. But God is there to expose his very self. And so, what we do at Mass matters. The way in which we prepare the altar, the way in which we adorn our church and put beautiful things around us, as this church has been for a long, long time. It's been here for an entire century, has it not? 100 years and beyond. What we do here matters. And so that is why, brothers and sisters, we must continue it. Because beauty woos souls. Beauty leaves souls breathless. And the beauty of the worship of God is really what impresses a soul to choose Christ if they really desire to. It's not in the words that the priest says. It's not in merely the music that is played. It's not merely in any of these things, but it's in the culmination of what happens here at the altar. All these things guiding the soul directly in that direction. So one thing to do today is just give thanks that we do have it. That we do have the holy sacrifice of the Mass here offered in Puerto de Luna, the mother church of our church in St. Rose. And to seek to find ways in which we can intensify that and beautify that worship, and direct that worship most surely to God. Because there's something even greater than what wowed the Queen of Sheba here today. She saw sacrifices of beasts. Here, we see the sacrifice of God himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.